Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relativity, and the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot spades and fluorescent flip-flops, we killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
stop. It's the Murder Master Music Show. 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 It's the Murder Master Music Show.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's the Murder Master Music Show, episode 341. We're in the 340s, man. We're almost up at 350.
Almost there.
Yeah, keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? Keep moving along. You know, we're just doing our own thing and trying to keep the shit, you know what I'm saying, authentic to what we do, you know? Tonight, we're going to continue in that tradition. We're going to have none other than the Outlaws be on the show. This is going to be a phenomenal show. You know what I'm saying? They got the new album, Living Legends, available right now. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to pick that up, make sure you check that out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's going to be a great show, man. I'm really looking forward to it. And then tomorrow, of course, we got Yuck Mouth. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be huge.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's one of the good shows with Yuck Mouth, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yuckmouth is definitely, you know what I'm saying, one of them dudes, you know what I'm saying, it's, and he's been consistent since 93, you know what I'm saying, he's been fucking consistent, not too many people can say they've been consistent that long. He's one of them dudes who actually, has put out product, for decades now, and still doing it,
right,
still doing it, you know what I'm saying,
hell yeah,
Yeah, it's a hell of a show, I'm telling you. And then, of course, you got to make sure to check out, you know what I'm saying, the upcoming movie, you know what I'm saying, All Eyes on Me. That's going to be coming out.
Yeah.
I believe they got it.
They're going to drop it on his birthday, too. Yeah, June
on
16th.
His birthday. Wow.
Yeah, June 16th, 2017. You know what I'm saying? So this is basically, you know what I'm saying, you know, the start of the summer, for real, I would say. Like, that's what it should be, nice and warm out. And I'm actually excited to go see this movie, Prez. Like I was saying on my live feed not too long ago, I didn't go see the Straight Outta Compton movie at the movies. I think the first time I watched it was actually on a bootleg. I don't give a fuck if y'all mad at me about it. And then I ended up seeing it on DVD, too. But I'm probably going to actually go to the movies to see the Pac movie because I'm that kind of fan of Pac. I still think, since he became my favorite rapper, there ain't been nobody that I fuck tough as I fuck with Pac. Besides, like, maybe almost K. Reno now, though. You know what I'm saying? He real close. Because K, he that deal, man. If you need to hear some music that you know you could be, like you ever be in a mood where you just gotta hear some, you gotta hear something. You can't go wrong if you put some Pac in. You can't go wrong if you put some K Reno in. You can't, you know, that's what makes great artists to me, man, and all time greats. To me, I don't give a fuck about what nobody else top five is and all that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With my tops.
Yeah.
You one of them.
Yeah, you, I mean, you got to give it up. K Reno, you know, someone dropping 7 albums on one day going unnoticed is just crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man,
everybody, first and foremost, I'm going to put this challenge out right now. I'm going to put this challenge out to everybody listening. You know what I'm saying? If you fuck with the media, if you do a magazine, you do a internet website, or you have a podcast or a live show like we got, I challenge every one of you motherfuckers, every fucking one of you, to talk about K Reno dropping 7 albums on one day. If you don't, you ain't representing hip-hop. That's history for the fucking genre and for music in general. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In general, and to the ones that already have done it, man, my hat goes off to you. Someone who's repped the underground and repped people trying to make it in this game for a few decades, my hat goes off to you. I appreciate you for doing that. You know what I'm saying? But
hell,
you motherfuckers that's sleeping on K Reno, man, eat a fucking dick. Real talk, eat a fucking dick. You know what I'm saying? Until you motherfuckers can respect what this dude
hell,
is
yeah,
doing,
prayers. Get them prayers.
Go fuck
get
yourselves. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. The ones who want to do it and haven't done it yet, you know what I'm saying, my hat goes off to you too, because at least you want to interview the man and speak about this shit. But to the ones that haven't done it or that don't plan on doing it, I'm just going to tell you right now, Ambrosia, I sent a press release out to Ambrosia, and this is why the homie Carino says, man, don't even fuck with the mainstream. They ain't even fuck with me anyway. You know, they were about the underground. And I agree with them.
Right.
I sent a press release to these motherfuckers. You know what they said? They said, oh, no, we wouldn't be interested in that. Why the fuck wouldn't you?
But
name one of the
artists.
Because
it ain't no fuck shit. Like, if it's some fuck shit, then they really, we'll get this, and I'm not saying Shan and all them some fuck shit, but what I'm saying is, like, shit that they think that'd get a motherfucker really, you know, if he had 7 albums full of mumble rap, he'd be the greatest of all time in their eyes, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it was all some swagged shit, like, nobody's ever dropped 7 mumble rap albums in one day. But no, because he's speaking that real shit, they don't want to give you 7 times the dosage of real shit. They don't want to do that, man. That's why we got to keep doing what we do. Somebody hearing it? Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know what I'm saying? We got to keep, you know, focusing on that type of stuff, because it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It's never happened before. And, you know, these underground guys that's dropping music, it's a dope. We got to showcase them, too. Like, we ain't got it. We've been. And what the fuck y'all talking about? I see motherfuckers with your subliminals. I see all that bullshit on Facebook in the motherfucking shit. I know what the fuck motherfuckers are saying. What the fuck you think we've been doing? Some of the ones that we've actually helped are talking shit. But no. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to come out and say, fuck the Murder Master Music Show. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to say our names. They just want to do that subliminal shit. And so the ones that do say our names, they're the ones that got butthurt and fucking went crawling under a rock. Y'all motherfuckers can
hell yeah, other than that,
bugs and maggots. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because all we do, like you said, prayers, you said this shit hella years ago, man. Rest in peace to the homie Matt, you know what I'm saying? Our little bro, man. Like, he embodied that shit. So, like, it all go back to that. Like, these motherfuckers, they only really, a lot of motherfuckers only really fuck with you. They think you going to fuck with them. Sometimes it ain't even if you fucking with them.
Yeah.
It's if they think you're going to
riding bitches, dude. That's why I'm glad you brought up Matthew, man. It's 4 years to the day that he passed. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to our little brother. If he was here, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't have to call him none of you motherfuckers. This dude would be on your page. Say, what the fuck you doing?
Yeah.
Why the fuck you acting like
a crazy
bitch?
Motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why are you acting like a bitch? Go look through his timeline. Go on Matthew Moeller's page. Go look through his fucking timeline and see how real that dude is.
Yeah, he used to go in.
You know what I'm
saying? He was a real motherfucker.
When you see you motherfuckers try to emulate others and try to copy this and copy that, he'd be on your ass. You know what I'm saying? I ain't doing it because I'm too busy right now with people like Mac, Brandon, Sin, the homie Exit Only. You know what I'm saying? The whole
and the motherfuckers we're going to be interviewing.
We're trying to fucking
shit,
showcase
like,
underground talent, so I ain't worried about that gossip and all that bullshit, you know what I'm saying, that's going on. Either you fuck with us or you don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In and out motherfuckers, jump back in the closet with that bullshit. Now let's play a motherfucking Outlaws track, man. You know what I'm saying? This is off the new album, Living Legends. This is When You Go. This is a real dope track, the concept of it. But, man, fuck with me while I'm alive.
Fred's going in on these bitches tonight. I feel you, Fred. I feel you.
Man.
Go in on these
motherfuckers,
man. You got to let them know. You got to let them know sometimes. And it's the Murder Master Music Show, so we basically do what the fuck we
want
to do until the guests arrive anyway.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
This is our shit.
Nobody but us. This is Outlaws.
Exactly.
Make sure you go cop that Living Legend just when you go right now.
Yeah, stay tuned, you motherfuckers.
Alive. Your enemies cry tears of joy, slapping high fives, saying you probably deserved it. The devil in their eyes. Most of the time, I know you probably felt alone, and you ain't get too much love at home. Young but full grown, so the streets you were roam, trapped in a hole, labeled a lost soul. When you was fucked up, ain't nobody cared. Reaching out for help, but ain't nobody there. Even sometimes your family be the worst one. Say they love you, but turn on you, the worst one. But you still gotta love them. Talk to God, forgive, but stay away from them. And pray for them. Talk to God, forgive, but stay away from them. Pray for them.
Everybody loves you.
Homies and loved ones won't see them till I see them. Comrades doing long time, I wish I could free them all. Absence make the heart go colder. If I knew what I know now, I just would have told you. Exactly how I feel, but it's too late. You got your date, and that fate we're having, it ain't no coming back. Used to argue and fight, instead of late nights to contemplate life. I took it for granted that you'd always been in my life. Sidetracked by the hustle, get them early things. Six figure niggas spilling liquor on my team. Took the call so I wouldn't even bother. I ain't even knowing, but I'm just like my father.
Like
hot-headed and cold-hearted. Yeah, I love hard. And if I fucks with you, I fucks with you. Right or wrong, I don't always get the same, but it's all G. Even though it's hard to tell, I know you'll love me when I go.
Everybody loves you.
Numbers I delete. Catch me in the fast lane. Hold up, speed. We was in some beef. You was acting beef. When a nigga gone, you the main one grief. Who the fuck needs concerns and condolences? When a nigga's leaking, ain't nobody noticed. I caught a case and you never sent no mail off. Could've tell you, many people fell off. Quick to do a nigga wrong in the same breath. Tell another nigga I'm your dog. These niggas chemical, hypocritical. I'm authentic and laced by riches. Well, fake niggas couldn't come through.
Nah.
G-code is the code that we stuck to. Need a favor? Niggas saying fuck you. But when you gone, shit, everybody loves you.
saying? When you go, you got to go get
it
immediately. It's available right now.
That's that shit.
We got the homie. Let's bring him. I'm gonna have him introduce himself. How you doing, fam? Yeah, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's popping?
Yeah. Let everybody know who this is, man. Surprise the audience. Who is this?
What's going on? It's 80 from the Outlaws, man.
Now, welcome back to the Murder Mastery Music Show, man. We're honored to have you back on. How you been doing?
Hell yeah.
Man, everything is positive. I can't complain, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And you sent me a real good solo, Love Will Do. We're going to play that after a little bit. What's the Love Will Do off of?
Say what?
The Love Will Do, that's on your solo album. What's the name of your solo album?
Oh, the name of my solo album is The Hope Dealer. I put that out last December, basically last quarter last year. I dropped three videos.
Yeah.
I'm about to drop the fourth video next month on Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And then meanwhile, you guys got the new album Living Legends out right now. You guys dropped that at the end of last year as well, Black Market Records. What's it like to hook up with Black Market Records?
I mean, me personally, I really don't know. I don't know them like that. You know what I'm saying? That was the business we did. And it's really not an album. It's more like a mixtape.
Oh, it's more like a mixtape? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You guys got plans for doing an Outlaws album this year, maybe? Or?
Definitely. Be out this summer.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man. Man, you know, we're losing people left and right. Rest in peace to Crazy Tunes. Also, rest in peace to homie Big Psych. Man, you care to reflect a little bit on Big Psych, man? He was such a huge legend in the game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's always unfortunate when you lose people, but it's also part of life. It's a part of the cycle. Ain't nobody getting up there, you know. Ain't nobody getting up out of this shit alive, so it is what it is. But, you know, Big Psych was a major part of the Thug Life group, you know what I'm saying, major part of that whole movement. And he got some classic work, classic verses in with Pac. And more importantly, you know, he was a solid guy, man, and you could tell that by the amount of people that showed up to his funeral.
Right. Rest in peace of Psych.
Yeah, we honored him on the show as well. Huge legend, you know what I'm saying? He was on that All Eyes on Me album, on the title track, you know what I'm saying? But then speaking of All Eyes on Me, you know what I'm saying, you guys got that movie you're dropping on Pac's birthday, man. That's dope. That's real dope, man. What's it like working on the All Eyes on Me project? How's it coming along?
I mean, it's done already. It was cool working on it, man. It was definitely a dope experience being a part of a major motion picture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Yeah, originally, weren't you guys going to drop it this year? You wanted to push it back, or what happened with that?
Nah, that was some internet bullshit that started up. It never was a release date for the movie. People just jumped on it because it's so highly anticipated. They just started coming up with shit on their own, but there never was a release date for that movie.
Yeah.
Right. I was just about to say that highly anticipated is the words, because like I was saying earlier, it ain't been a movie that I just really wanted to go to the movies to see. Even the Straight Outta Compton movie, like a lot of motherfuckers went to see that movie, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see the math they did on it, you know what I'm saying? But this Pac, like, I can't wait till this motherfucker drop out, man. And then the dude, how eerie is he looking at? Because to me, the dude that's playing him look just like him, for real, on certain levels, as far as how they got the trailers and all that out. Is this surreal watching that play out?
You know, definitely. You know what I'm saying? He did a good job. Shout out to Demetrius Ship and everybody, the whole team over there that worked on the movie. Benny Boom, LT Hutton, and the whole staff, cast, and crew. Everybody did their thing, man, and including the guy that's playing Pac, man. I ain't got nothing but good things to say about what he did in his portrayal.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, that's good, man.
We definitely want to hear it, check it out, and see it, because, you know, it's something that's 20 years in the making, you know. But really, in all honesty, we all wish he didn't even have to make this movie. You know, we wish Pac was still here.
Exactly.
Making albums, you know. I mean, I can't even imagine the discography of music he would have had over the last 20 years. You know, just amazing. But what about you, EDI, as a solo artist? You know what I'm saying? You said you dropped the album in December. You get ready to do any touring, or are you on the road right now? What's going on?
I mean, we've been touring the better part of all of last year. You know, we'll definitely be doing some touring this year. Stay tuned for the details. We'll let y'all know we're planning something real special for this year. And, you know, my solo album is what it is. I got Sebo on there. I got Nutso. I got Crazy Bone, Freddie Gibbs, Corrupt, you know what I'm saying, Gangsta Boo, Mitchie Slick. The list goes on and on. It's definitely a classic album. A lot of my fans, a lot of the Outlaw fans really appreciate it. And I'm going to get started on part two later this year.
Oh, that's shit, up, part man. Two. Hell yeah.
Right, sticking to the script. You know what I'm saying? That's what we be telling these motherfuckers, man. It's alternative. You ain't got to look at you got to dig for the real shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers still out here putting this shit down, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to always salute that shit. I'm glad y'all didn't just bow down and just stop making, like, even if it ain't on the mainstream level, you can still get the music, man. You know what I'm saying? You go out here and get it.
Yep.
Well, hell yeah.
And that's what's
hell
so
yeah.
dope about this shit. It's almost like rediscovering this shit sometimes. Like, some cats was like,
yeah,
oh, man,
yeah.
Outlaws, man, I still, because we listen to the songs that y'all made 15, 20 years ago, like, they brand new. You see what I'm saying? Like,
no doubt.
I hear your voice damn near every day. And I don't know how that resonates to your mind, but people listen to music all the time. Like, you just got to think about it. Like, how many people really hear your voice every day through the shit you and Pocknum was doing? From the dramacidal shit to all the way up, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit cold, man. You know what I'm saying? Some cold shit.
Appreciate that,
consistency.
Fam.
Consistency, too. Like, we were talking about Yuck Mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, been doing this in the 90s. Same with y'all. Been doing it, you know what I'm saying, for a real long time, and you're still making good quality music. And we try to tell people, man, that you can't just still out here doing it. And they need to go check for the MCH, the Spice Ones, the Outlaws, you know what I'm saying, and go get that real music, because it's still out there.
Yeah, it's still here. Got damn right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Yeah, me, man. I wanted to jump in real quick, ask you a question, man. One of my favorite things about the Outlaws, man, was always your willingness to work with other artists, like your solo album with 8-Ball. And a personal favorite of mine is all the work that the Outlaws have done with Dead Prez. Do you guys still keep in touch with them? And is there anything as far as working with them again in the future?
Yeah, I just seen Dead Prez a couple months ago when I was in Portland. We had a show together. We don't got nothing planned right now, but them as our comrades and brothers at arms, and you know, they always support what we do and vice versa.
Dude, I'm definitely hoping y'all link up again, man. That was a classic, man. I can't tell Dope Forever, man. That was a classic album. I still bump that like it just came out yesterday.
Salute.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely, man. What's, you know, I chopped it up with Young Noble. What's he up to, man? Is he got any solos or anything that he's working on? Or?
Man, he's constantly working, man. You got to get him on the phone to find out anything he got going on, man. But he, you know, always working.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. That dude just stays busy. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. We got a caller here, South Carolina 803. It's homie Tony. What's up, Tony? LOC, how you doing?
What up, Scott? What up, Brandon? What up, Mac J?
Yo, what up, man? What up,
you with LOC?
Chilling, sorry, I didn't know who you was, bro.
No doubt, no doubt. It's all good. It's all gravy, baby. Hey, but check this out. Yeah, I really want to know, man, how did you guys hook up with Young Buck with the Cashville 615 thing? You hooked the thing up with you guys had SIBO with you and everything. You know what I'm saying? Because that 615 was supposed to be G-Unit South, and then it flipped to Cashville 615. And you guys was rolling with Buck. I mean, it was so, like, I didn't expect no shit like that. That shit came left field in the motherfucker.
Yeah. Man, I was just, you know, us getting together and doing some music and knocking out some shows and, you know what I'm saying, developing a camaraderie that transferred over to the music.
So it was basically you guys was just chilling and doing shows and getting a little bread, or was it an actual deal? Was you guys, you know, wearing the...
Nah, it wasn't no deal. It was just us doing music. It was just us doing music and doing shows.
Okay, so it wasn't a deal. It was just y'all, like, homeboys doing y'all thing.
Right.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Cool, because I had the ideal, the way everything was put out, like, when I read the magazines and, you know what I'm saying, and saw stuff on the internet, I had the implication that you guys was Cashville 615, the Outlaws, and SIBO.
Nah.
Okay, cool. That's what's up.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, I remember that shit, too. There was some nice music that came out of that shit, too. You know what I'm saying?
I know, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been telling these motherfuckers, man, it's constant good music still out here, man. You know what I'm saying? At all fucking times.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, you guys just got to look for it.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you what, let's take a break again. Let's give them this solo joint, man, that you sent me. You know what I'm saying? Love will do. Tell everybody about this one again.
Man, it's a record off my solo album. It's just me by myself. Produced by my homeboy Snazz from Toronto. He definitely got hit. He reached out to him. And I shot a video for it, directed by the super talented Jay Synth. Make sure you check it out. I'm dropping this on February 14th, Valentine's Day, man. It's for the lovers and the haters.
Oh, yeah. Man, check this out. I'll be right back right here with you down the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go away.
Make you do wrong, make you do right, make you leave, make you stay. It's the reason we breathe life. And to this music, countless nights we do it without pay, just to make the people say, hey, you did a good job, keep at it, dog, go hard. It's a four-letter word, and you can find it in Evolve. For the love, for the love, take another man's life. Came home, caught that man with his damn wife. Murder, suicide. Love is stronger than pride. The coldest soul couldn't even deny. Follow me. Follow me. Sleep is the cousin of death. The loving karma is mother and daughter. The whole dealer with your order. I implore you to get you some. But remember, you got to give it to get it. The way I spit it, you feel it. Love.
Love.
The way I spit it, you feel it. Love. Make her get back up when he knock her down. Cook and clean, pay the bills, stay loyal when he not around. And when he go down, beg for possessions. Against you, take that trip again, just to hear him bitching. Love is what you feel when you hear Stevie, Michael, Marvin, and Martin, Luther, Malcolm, and Bob. Love is what I feel when I'm blowing the Marley, backseating the coupe, getting that love from Charlie. Love is what I feel when I look at him. All six of them, I'm like, look at them. Another part of me, the better part of me. I hope I live to see that day when they grow up and then they fall in love. My only mission is to teach them that love can hurt. My only mission is to teach them that love can hurt. For the love, for the love.
One love, one love. You're lucky to have just one love. One love, you're lucky just to have just one love, one love.
that's ironic. Your biggest fans be the ones wanna see you starving. Hate and love got a lot in common. They go together like beats and rhyming. Streets of crime, piece of science. You can't have one without the other.
Without the other.
Edie Don, I hope still and know there is no other. Without the haters, we wouldn't go so hard. Same thing for love, the devil versus God.
One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one.
What I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Soul yes, sir.
Track. Love Will Do. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Man,
fuck with
it.
I appreciate y'all playing that right there, man. Good looking
you
out.
You know what I'm saying?
That's serious
fuck
bars
that
right
shit.
There, man. That's, but then again,
exactly.
We ain't going to expect nothing but that from you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, no doubt, man. We're going to play it again, too, you know, in the future.
Thank you.
You know, keep us on your list. You know what I'm saying? Mail us whatever. Real talk.
For sure. When I get started on part two, I'll send y'all the records, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man. Most definitely. Most definitely. And then, you know.
Hell yeah, but
hold on.
Let me ask him some prayers right quick while I'm thinking about it, because I be done forgot about this shit. I've been smoking the shit. But anyway, you know, they finna drop this movie, man. They had y'all on the set and are they portraying y'all in the movie? Because, you know, like when Straight Outta Compton movie came out, people was always wondering if the movie was going to be portrayed right, if they're going to show this person right. And, you know, all that type of – I ain't heard none of that type of shit when it comes to the Pac movie coming out. I ain't really heard nobody opposing to how they portraying Pac. Do you think it's going to be like – you know what I'm saying? Like, your estimation, you coming up with Pac, and they finna depict him to some people that probably wasn't even alive when he was doing what he was doing.
Yeah, man, you know, I really can't talk too much about the movie right now, man. Y'all just gonna have to go see the joint with the drop.
We gotta go see it. We got to go
definitely
see it.
Oh,
I'm about to say, I'm sure going to see that motherfucker, though. Well, that's real shit. I'm at that motherfucker.
Yeah, all I gotta say, man, if you fuck with Pac, go see the movie, man. Period. It ain't about us. It ain't about the Outlaws. It ain't about, you know, nobody that's doing the movie. Nobody in the movie. It's about Pac, man. If you rock with Pac, go see that shit.
Hell yeah, I feel that. I feel that for real. I'm gonna be promoing that shit for it like that.
Yeah, I was wondering what your opinion on the Greg Kading documentary was.
I don't have no opinion on that, man.
Oh, you don't want to speak on it?
Yeah, I don't have no opinion on it. I ain't watch it.
Oh, okay.
I live a real life story, man, so I don't need to watch it. It's not like...
I don't know.
No doubt. Yeah, we had him on the show before. Yeah, that's what it is, man. The album, man, tell them where they can go cop it. I mean, they can get it anywhere online. Can they get physical copies, too, or in the record store?
You could definitely get that joint online. You could definitely get it physical copies from me. Holler at me direct. Get at me on Instagram at Edie Don. Holler at me on Facebook.
Yeah, hell yeah, her features and stuff like that. You doing a lot of features these days?
Not really, man. You know what I mean? Cats be out here wanting something for free. And I definitely ain't rapping for free, so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to have
right. Your
bag right. You holler at me.
Yeah,
right, I feel you on that shit, though.
Well, yeah, man, of course. You know, you got a family, you got bills. You know, people got to eat. You know, nothing wrong with that at all, man. Pay the man. You know what I'm saying? If you get at him, pay the man. You know what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying?
And stop looking for a discount.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because motherfuckers will show try to eat off you. I'll tell you that right now. A motherfucker try to, you know what I'm saying? They pick a motherfucker till the motherfucking bones is dry. You know what I'm saying? And you try
that
to reach
part.
Back.
I
you know what I'm saying? Like on some real shit. You know what I'm saying? And these motherfuckers, sometimes it be family members and some more shit sometimes. You got to let a motherfucker know, like, come with your right shit. We all going to be straight. You know what I'm saying? I feel that. I never hate that shit.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I'm going to bring out one more caller. Let him ask you a question. It's actually the homie Sim from France. Actually, I got two more if you got time for two. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Two
Sim,
more.
What you got for him, Sim?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Brendan. Hi, Eddie. Your stage names were a reference as enemies of the states like Mussolini, Napoleon, Yazid Gaddafi, and Fadal Kouani. What was the real meaning behind it? Is it political or it was in a provocative way?
It's both. It's both. You know what I mean? We chose those names because, you know, we knew niggas in the hood really wasn't, you know what I'm saying, getting the proper education in school, so they may or may not know about some of the people we talking about, and if they did know who we was talking about, they probably got some fucked up depiction of them or some incorrect information that was going to lead them to, you know, see it from one perspective. So we wanted to give them another perspective, and we felt like as young black males in America, we was the enemies of the state. We was already enemies of the United States, and, you know what I mean, still true to this day. So that's why we chose different names like that. During that time in the 90s, that's what, you know, that was the move right there, flipping your name to something else, giving yourself a new identity or a new vibe. And, you know, we wanted to come at the game with a new vibe as soon as the homie got out of jail.
Yeah. So just for the group, Jamacidal of recent Fahd and Yazid Gaddafi, who started it all, in fact, when Tupac was in jail, they were the only ones to go see Pac when he was in jail, and there's a way Jamacidal created after Outlaws, so still. Tell us about his time.
I don't understand your question. You're making a question. You're
talking about Jamacidal. What did you say, Shane, about Jamacidal?
About Jamacidal. Hussein Farah and Yazid Gaddafi, written this. They started it all with Tupac when they go see him when Tupac was in jail. There was the only who see him in jail. They visit him, and that's why after they made
the
group.
After he got out of jail, they changed the name from Jamacidal to Outlaws. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess he wanted to know why you guys went from Jamacidal to Outlaws.
I mean, Jamacidal was me, Castro, Napoleon, and you know what I mean? And the Outlaws became the Outlaws with Gaddafi and Fatal and Young Noble. So it was two different groups, you know what I mean? We combined groups together and made the Outlaws.
Yeah, definitely. And you guys went from Jamacidal, you know what I'm saying, to Outlaws, and you formed this big, you know what I'm saying, almost like a Wu-Tang, you know what I'm saying, type group, 3-6 Mafia type group, and you just blew up from there, man. Did you ever think it would get that big?
I mean, it was always the plan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you plan for something,
yeah,
definitely thinking it's going to do what you plan.
Right. And it was like everything was playing out a certain way with us being fans and growing up watching it. Like, shit, even the Hit 'Em Up song, that's one of the coldest diss tracks ever. You got all these cats now trying to diss and do they shit, but y'all shit still standing the test of time too, man. Y'all rock that shit, man. All the shit y'all was on, man, if motherfuckers was fucking with y'all music, they got to still be fucking with it to this day. Same with, like, groups like Bone Thugs, too. People fuck with them back then. You got to fuck with them now. They still rocking. Shit bumping.
Going overseas and still making money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
That's what it's all about right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring on this last caller. We got area code 769. What's up, 769?
Exit on that, homie. What's correct?
Hey, what's up, Angelo?
It's all good. I ain't got much to say, man. I just want to salute you for what y'all doing, man. I love your new joint. Love, hate, beautiful. That's a work of art. Keep up the good work, man. Keep pushing this real shit forward, and I stand behind you. Salute.
I appreciate that, fam.
Man, that's what's up, man. Thank you, Exit Only. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to homie Caliber 007. He's listening. You know what I'm saying? He did a dope song we're going to play later called Aim at the Police with Young Noble. You know what I'm saying? Hell of a track right there, you know. Shit. I guess, man, we, you know, give him your social media, and we'll let you get out. You got time for one more question from the caller?
Yeah, my social media, Edie Don, man, E-D-I-D-O-N. You can find me anywhere.
Okay. That's what it is. 651, man. You got nine on the line, man. You got a question for him?
Yeah, I got a question for him. Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Hey, yo, Eddie,
yeah,
man, I've been fucking with y'all, boy, for a long time, man. My top three album out of my top three is Still I Rise, one of the coldest motherfucking albums in the world. I listen to it right now, damn near every morning. And that joint, that Secrets of War, I love it if they play that for us before you leave, you know? That's one of the coldest tracks to me that you ever was on, bro. And I just want to say, man, love to you, Pop, and the rest of the crew, man. And forever.
Appreciate
you know,
that,
like forever, fella.
Man,
like
appreciate
forever,
that.
Baby.
Much love to you, dog.
You know it, man. Got much love for you, Eddie. For real, I've been listening to you, man, since, man, 90, 93, 94, 95, 96, all the way up the line, all the way to now, 2017.
Yeah,
It don't stop. You a legend,
I knew
boy.
Him, too.
You a legend, man.
Appreciate
for real,
that.
Though.
Appreciate that
man.
Love, homeboy, man. Shout out to the 651, too.
You know it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, man. Thank you for calling in, man. Well, all right, you guys, man. We look forward to you coming back on the show, man. Thank you for stopping by. Take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Much success to you guys. You know what I'm saying? And everybody go out and cop that new Edie Don album. It's out right now. Also, make sure to get the new Outlaws, Living Legends. This is Caliber 007, Young Noble, Aim at the Police. We'll be right back.
Never catch me on my knees black. Wearing some tap dance shoes in a top hat. How many more black drill cops lay on backs? Before we realize we gotta take the streets back. I'm not saying pull grass and blast cops, but have not deserve props so the peace stops. To maintain, we smoke weed in the same box. To evade the pain in the block, need more than detox. Niggas getting killed over Reeboks. Police saying what we need and what we need not. Outlaw, give a fuck how I ride, but I'll never be a victim of reactionary suicide. Fuck peace, aim at the police. Freedom of speech, aim at the police. FBI, see a sign, your TV guide. Black dollars show pride when a brother dies. Have you ever heard the scream of a mother's cry? When she loves her son's spirit, it's beyond the skies. Media, telling lies to monopolize. Big Mac taking lives of a superstar. Probably off me next, cause I prophesy. Take all of my text, try to capitalize. Spirit of a revolutionary never dies. They'll be finding a solution if you ever try.
Like a young Geronimo, Huey P. No damn. Outlaw General, I ain't doing a interview. Moving in silence, the movement can soon get violent. Uniting all the niggas from the project. Bang on the system instead of each other. Stop a nigga greens, so we killing over color. Friend versus friend, brother versus brother. Mother.
first daughter, son first father. Got us all stuck in this fucked up cycle. How you gonna judge me and you ain't got the right to? Cops killing niggas and they look just like you. Just trying to throw them the books just like you. Half the hood dead, it's a ghetto up in heaven. Now these young niggas toting AK-47. Lady Liberty is blind as a bat. Labeled as a threat cause I'm young and I'm black. Gifted intelligence, so much potential. Change the whole world with a pen or a pistol. He's gone. Everybody give love and a peace song. They don't want that, so they keep the peep going. Shoot each other in the head, say left no one. Know a nigga really dead when his brain's showing. No breath, no noise, just eyes rolling. Killing each other, that's a no-no. Don't blame your brother, aim at the po-po. Open your mind, you let the guns go, no. Let us find, we ain't taking shots no more. I speak to those, the sick of these toes. And ain't afraid, yo, to let the guns flow. We stay low, out of rich, they get more. It's a bitch to get your script flipped and we remain broke. They want us all in jail, so they drink coke. Then laugh when I fail like a big joke. Outlaws of a fuck how I ride, but I'll never be a victim of reactionary suicide. Fuck peace, aim at the police. Freedom of speech, aim at the police. Kill the beast, aim at the police. Forget peace, aim at the police. Fuck peace, aim at the police. Freedom of speech, aim at the police. Kill the beast, aim at the police. Bring havoc to the motherfucking sheet, nigga.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's the man that did our intro, Caliber 007. Exit only, if you listen, man, Caliber 007, I shout you out. Man, shout out to the homie.
I want
to
shout out Exit only, too, man. He called me the other day, man.
You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, if I do one of them live from the alleys, we can go to Jackson, prayers. Let's go to Jackson, Mississippi, man.
Jackson,
let's take a trip down.
You know, when we go there, it's nothing but love because you know what I'm saying? We got the homie Dez over there. You got Exit Only. You know what I'm saying? The homie Charlie Braxton. You know, that's a city of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of love right there when it comes to unity with these guys. They all fuck with each other, man. Let's bring Exit Only back on. Let's bring on the LOC. You know what I'm saying? My brother Tony from South Carolina. We're going to bring on Sin from France. You know what I'm saying? We're going to chop it up with all you guys, man. Yeah, we kind of had a dry interview tonight. Dude didn't really want to talk, but shout out to EDI, man. You know, if you want to hear a good EDI interview, go back in the archive and check out the one we did about a year ago. He was actually talking about this project, this solo album that he's dropping, that just dropped last year. He was talking about it back then. So go check out that interview as well. But we, you know, we had a good time. We kept it rolling, you know what I'm saying, played some music. So we're going to play some more music. Matter of fact, I got a new joint that was just sent to me. You know what I'm saying, through Caliber, this cat out of, I believe out of Jersey, too. I think he's out of Trenton as well, TruCon. Got a couple songs from him.
Jersey,
in fact, I'm going to play this motherfucker right now, man. I want to get everybody's opinion on it. This is called Still True, you know what I'm saying, by TruCon, Jersey Block, you know what I'm saying. We're going to get off into this track, and then we're going to, matter of fact, that is, it's still not uploaded yet. Let's see if we got the other True contract. I got two of them. You sent me two of them, so don't even worry. We probably got this other one here. If not, then we're going to go off into something else. We got 10,000 tracks. Okay, here it is. This is True Con, featuring Third Platoon. The name of this song is called Two Kings. Maybe by the time we get done with this song, that other motherfucker will be fully uploaded. But this is TruCon Two Kings featuring Dirt Platoon. You know what I'm saying? Some New Jersey shit right here. Some real hip hop. Fuck with it. We'll be right back.
Damn right.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I am the great, great, almighty, my motherfucking self. Representing the mighty, mighty Dirt Platoon. Salute to my nigga TruCon.
Salute.
Baltimore to New Jersey.
That's right.
You know how we fucking do it. Trenton to be exact, my nigga.
No, that's right, nigga. The town, nigga. 95 North, nigga.
We'll knock this one out the park.
Batter the fuck up. This is King shit, nigga. Say? Damn.
Check him. Of a true lyricist with the natural born gift. Destroy any rap I wish. Work to Miss Smith. Any attempts will leave you miserable. Hospitalized in the hospital, half crippled. Shock drama critical. Lyrically put a dent in you. The hell is where I'm sending you. Worthless. I'm almost.
myself the best I'll ever be. In doubt, you none of you scatterbrains can fuck with me. Seize up for free, any hood, pick a date. Tell your mother, plan your way, there's no escape from the wrath. Boss men, come for my portion of the puzzle. Higher level respect, rep that, day of my death. Very last breath, I'ma spit it, deliver it, so the public can feel it. No gimmicks, no image, all real true facts. Much too much for the whack, matter of fact, nigga.
Rapper can't stand it, but give us respect. I won't stop rocking till I retire. Lyrically, I'm untouchable, uncrushable. Getting mad blooded.
Yo, I rise like an escalator. With a knife, killing pussy with my respirator. Henny dick in the rear me mouth. Niggas walking with the semis out. Homie, pull that fatty out. Top of rubber band. They don't understand. I'm a freak of nature, Trenton's most wanted man. If I'm lyrical, then fuck it, then I'm exercised. If I spit it, 2 and 16, then mesmerize. Shoot a jewel out your crown if you want that. A single father in the present, I don't want rap. Call never double dutch, my niggas stuff that. My niggas, yeah, my niggas off that. When you hear that KO, prepare the sirens. I say, fuck these niggas, hands with magnum, rust the violence. Now you niggas clear the room, true and dirt for tune. Yo, it's Megacon, 2 kings, follow rule.
Rappers can't stand us, but give us respect.
Some fucking New Jersey shit right there, man. That's True Con featuring Dirt Platoon.
Yeah, that's your mom,
Two
man.
Kings. You know what I'm saying? That's some dope shit right there, man. We got Jackson, Mississippi in here. We got Pittsburgh Patrick and this motherfucker. We got fucking the French Connection with Lord Sinister, Dumbo Funk Radio. You know what I'm saying?
That was
LOC, South Carolina. You know,
yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm doing, man. This is a global fucking unification connection, man. And much love to you guys for doing what you do. Let's start with you, LOC, man. What do you got coming out in 2017 we can look forward to?
Ah, shit, man. Matter of fact, my first project coming out next is my artist, Black Messiah, my homeboy. He just did 16 years and 1 month, just got out because of the Obama pardoning that he did. He was part of that. He actually had 22
Obama
years for 5 pounds of marijuana.
Wow.
Yeah, 5 pounds of marijuana. 22
to
years.
To me, that's like 5 pounds of heaven. There's no reason no one should be locked up for that shit. You know what I'm saying?
We should
be allowed to smoke it, drink it, eat it, whatever the fuck we want to do with that shit, man. It's good for us. Shout out to your homie, man. I'm glad he's back in the free world.
Yeah, Black Messiah, his project is called Money Religious.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man.
And I also got my Kingpin Fly Part 2. It's coming out. So that's on deck now.
You're going to bring some of that over this way. I know that.
Damn right.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. We're going to go off into one of your tracks, then we're going to chop it up with the homie Exit Only. Man, I got a bunch of your tracks on board. I'm going to let you pick, man. I got, I got Florida Carolina. I got Formula 409. I got Fuck Them Other. I got, G's Up Background, Say It Ain't So, Southside. Man, what do you want to roll with?
Southside.
Southside all day, man. This is the homie LOC, the Carolina Voodoo Child, Southside, right here on the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Garcia's on 50. Put in a CD and let the cake go with it. For you will be premium, your ass is unleaded. Call the medics and be heading for that bitch. It's pathetic, I'm in your dreams. Call me Freddy, I'm your daddy today. Always ready to spray, cause hold it steady and pray. I let haters stick this board. Piano chords when I'm feeling a bit annoyed. Fluid like fluid, antibiotic like fluid. Still a child of the Lord. Hit a foul at double score. Walk a mile and one more. You smell foul from the door. Crack smiling for the floor. Just a small sound back to let you motherfuckers know. Southside on the radio. You heard I'm snatching all your hookers like the TFO. The best is shining my charm, bitch. My chain hang low. If I get stopped by the cops, man, that thing gon' blow. Yeah.
Southside on your radio. You heard I'm snatching all your hookers like a CLO. The fact you shine in my charm, if my chain hang low. If I get stopped by the cops, man, that thing will blow. If I get stopped by the cops, then I'm ditching the Glock. Catch me ride solo in a stolen drop top. Gucci link chain, polo down to my socks. Just a hood ass nigga still slanging the rocks. Still hang on the block, where that money don't stop. Serving all the junkies, talking about straight drop. Southside, it's where I reside. 29 years old, still left to be alive. Hard to survive, cause out the door, it ain't safe to come outside. But it's money to be made, cause I gotta provide. A lot of homies that die, feel like I'm losing my mind. If I die before I can see, at least I say that I tried. Southside on your radio. You heard I'm snatching all your hookers like a CFO. The fact is shine in my charm, bitch, my chain hang low. If I get stopped by the cops, man, that thing gon' blow. Yeah, Southside on your radio. You heard I'm snatching all your hookers like a CFO. The fact is shine in my charm, bitch, my chain hang low. If I get stopped by the cops, man, that thing gon' blow. Many triggers for niggas, I'm plotting on some shit. We came through, you wanted the crib, so we shot your mama's shit. The llama spit 100 clips, and I'ma get the drama. Saw a revolver for any niggas. Think you ready for the fucking crawl? Nigga, pump fake, ballin', I know you gon' miss. I got the trunk shape, rattling the south in this bitch. Voodoo on the beat, guess I got a Creole this bitch. Or body bag me a rapper, leave him dead in the whip. They say my younger keep them AKs loaded with clips. I call them niggas sell blunt, cause they know the rip. They call me Kobe with the pump, guaranteed to make some jump. Put a 9 for the green, real rhino for my team, nigga. Southside on your radio. You heard I'm snatching all your hookers like a CFO. The fact is shine in my charm, bitch, my chain hang low. If I get stopped by the cops, man, that thing gon' blow. Yeah, Southside on your radio. You heard I'm snatching all your hookers like a CFO. The fact is shine in my charm, bitch, my chain hang low. If I get stopped by the cops, man, that thing gon' blow.
It's the upgrade.
LOC, what's happening?
Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about. South Carolina.
Yeah, man.
Put it back out, man. We got Brandon. We got Exit Only. We got LOC. We got the homie Lord Sinister.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. For those of you who don't know who LOC is, get on YouTube and Google and check out his catalog and then fuck with him and check out his music, man. Give him your social media, fam.
He's South Carolina pioneer.
Shit, you just LOC Carolina Voodoo Child. Just Google that.
Yeah, you'll find him. You're going to hear more of him on this show, you know what I'm saying, in the future. Man, we got the homie Exit Only, man. What can we look forward to you, Exit Only, in 2017, brother?
Oh, man, got the Immortal Words. Get ready to come out. First of all, shout out to UGS for life. Shout out to LOC. Love that joint, you know what I'm saying? Southside Rider for Life down here. You know what I'm saying? Southside Rider for Life down here. This is the Jack. Got the Immortal Words album getting ready to come out. Y'all already got 3 copies of it, so y'all already know what the contents of. Big project. I really want the world to look out for it. I'm easily to be found. You can Google me. X-IT. Space
ONLY,
Exit Only, known
to
show out.
Damn
definitely,
right.
Definitely, man. Mortal Words. Man, we got to be looking out for that real soon. Man, here's a track off of that. This is called Work. We're going to play this one, man. Tell me about this one, Exit.
Oh, man, this is me, my homie, Big Bigelow from out of the NO, and my homie Poochie Zud. Shout out to Zud Nation, you know what I'm saying, TME. This family. This is Exit Only and New Orleans. We get that work in. We put in work. That's what life is, work.
Network.
Damn right.
Two different regions coming together, making good music. That's what it's all about. Here it is, man. Work. Exit Only. Right here at the Murder Master Music Show. Be right back.
Exit Only. Yeah, it's your man Bigelow. Poochie's up. We get it off the mud, this is work.
First of all, I'm a fucking man. On 10 toes, that's how I fucking stand. Don't need a bitch, nigga, or a helping fucking hand. I'ma get it out the mud, or I'ma get it in the blood.
pooch is us, last of a dying. Rest in peace to the last for the tribe. When death was his exit only, respect was his precious homie. Reject unacceptable. Every lesson that I learned from being burned is knowledge earned. I will never fall off again, I promise. Word to mother motherfucker, you will never see me suffer. I give no one that satisfaction. Got the boy stressing like Randy Rapper. I thought he scrapped the rap, said it went back to trapping. I thought that nigga fell off, goddamn, what happened? Fuck what you heard, through your history. Everything does do a mystery. I've been putting in work, you just missing me. We don't even get down, you a bitch to me. Yeah, moving in silence makes sense to me. Don't need to be cooling and smiling with the enemies or frenemies or any entity that got an infamy with a sister, cause it's a disability, nigga, you like illimit. I got Glock, ride you, Glock, he will pop shots inside you. Let me remind you that the facts over minds, attack attacks over minds, the black rat when they find you at. Fuck that, I won't eat that, nigga. Sentence ESP, got the street side, nigga. Better give me a meet the peace side, niggas. I want every dollar on top, so we got
to put in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat, man, you niggas have to sleep, boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat, man, you niggas have to sleep, boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat, man, you niggas have to sleep, man, you niggas have to eat. I'm just starting for the seat, 7 days a fucking week. You gon' see me in the street, boy, I'm putting in work.
And them niggas ain't shit without me. And I'ma put this on this builder. Ain't no taking no hustle about me. I been a staple in the street, nigga. Been the reason why they eat, nigga. Told Mike back in 98, we was gonna eat with no nigga ate. Kinda fucked me up, though. Locked up when niggas came through the dome. Didn't know he was gonna be a hoe. Had him wrestling with the fofo. Mike was a G. Twist the nigga body, hit to his team. Put this on repeat. And you gon' see why niggas really ain't that close to me. Fast forward to 16, gotta mention in the 16, Adam put to give him 16, I'd rather another nigga lean, than nigga my mother scream again, seen her soul bleed again, that was my best friend, ain't no nigga gonna take what she need again, and when it comes to that work and eating homie, I'm used to niggas putting the people on me, give me this racks and I feed the block, and now we on rack with niggas high. So to the new niggas, pay your dues. And if we don't mention you, then you cool. Legends, niggas, when you hear the name, associated with
the game. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep. Boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep. Boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep. Man, you niggas have to eat. I'm just starting for the peak. 7 days a fucking week. You gon' see me in the street. Boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep. Boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep. Boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep. Man, you niggas have to eat. I'm just starting for the peak. 7 days a fucking week. You gon' see me in the street. Boy, I'm putting in work.
And next up, I don't give two fucks about a word that I hear in my utter. And with that being said, motherfucker, another motherfucking motherfucker who likes to scream you his brother when he wants something. Put it work with that word, got dump something. Got a problem, use the bitch, smoke something. Tell Chief when they ask you, don't choke us. Something acting like a bird, so check something. I'm from the MI, crooked letter that never saw a brook like guy. Take it to the other level. Dug myself up out the mud, cause I was born in the struggle, so I came with my own show. Hot boy like a devil in a coat on the scene, bone wrapped in a scarf, wearing two sweaters. With Gucci's on, young sucker in the camp, like the NO. Six nigga low, with the two rappers. This is lab work, but when it works, make it work. Two states work together, have to get together. And the grind don't stop, never, down for whatever. Old Mississippi rebel, and nobody I know can do it better. In more words, y'all gon' hear me forever. Put in work like mechanic on the shade tree. Through these trees, I can see these niggas shady. Talk shit, that shit don't faze me. Got that work, won't work, bitch, pay me. Find the fee, cause personally, it don't matter if you play me. I am legend, underground OG, veteran. And seen too much, let a mark come play me. Play check on your bitches with the quickest. Y'all still on the corner, in the corner, get like me.
Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep, boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep, boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep. Man, you niggas have to eat. I'm just starting for them peaks. 7 days a fucking week. You gon' see me in the street, boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep, boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep, boy, I'm putting in work. Man, I'm really trying to eat. Man, you niggas have to sleep. Man, you niggas have to eat. I'm just starting for them peaks. 7 days a fucking week. You gon' see me in the street, boy, I'm putting in work.
Exit only, killing it right now. That's what we've been doing since, man, since the jump of this year. Man, I'm telling you, man, we got there's a lot of dope music coming out. Speaking of dope music coming out,
right.
The homie Brandon, they're working his fucking ass off along with my brother Scratch collecting verses for this dope-ass cipher to the Deep Cover beat, man. Tell everybody about this. Tell everybody why you wanted to do it and how it's coming along.
It came about because somebody else was doing one, and they wanted me to get people on it, but they were doing some other shit. And then I told Scratch, and he was like, man, let's do it. And I thought we were going to do, like, one of his beats. And then he's like, nah, let's do Deep Cover. And I'm like, man, that's perfect. So, like, I just started, like, thinking of a couple people. Of course, like, the first person I thought of was Caliber. I mean, Caliber is, like, my favorite rapper for real. You know what I mean? And he pulls out. So I'm like, man, I got to get Caliber on. So when I hit Caliber up, he's like, hit Exit Only up. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then, like, before you know it, it went from being something fun to, like, something that's, like, for real dope. Like, people on this, that, like, I've been wanting to hear them do a song together. Now they're all on one fucking song. Like, Monte Cristo's on it. And a couple of his homies from the Red. Like, Don Verb and Tico Rome, they're on it, too. They're on the Red Team with him. And then I got Exit, Super Smash Brothers, Caliber 007, and D-Tag's on it, he killed it. All kinds of, and the Skinny Man's on it, and like, I don't know who all Scratch got, because he got a bunch
I'm going to send y'all this shit, man. I'm just waiting on this dude to go ahead and email that shit to you. He acting like he was fucking.
We want
but that
shit
will be emailed to y'all, too. I got some tight shit, man. A nice little verse for it. Because Deep Cover, I thought that could have been good for hip hop. Remember when it came out with the challenges where everybody was rapping on instrumentals and shit? That could still revitalize hip hop because you could bring out old beats and let motherfuckers just really rip. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I want some real freestyle shit. Like, most motherfuckers is right spitting shit that they wrote. You know what I'm saying? But like, remember back in the day, man, it was tight to just, we didn't have access to instrumentals unless you bought the maxi single, or you remember them tapes, Prez, you get the club mix, the fucking, you might get an instrumental, you know what I'm saying, depending on who the producer was, you know what I'm saying, but now you can just get any beat and wreck that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Oh, yeah, I got Fred Stein's on
it's
the
a gang of beats that can be wrecked, man.
I don't want to leave out Fred Stein, man, but everybody.
Hey, Brandon, you need to get some motherfuckers to do the Quiet Storm, man. That Mob Deep do a cycle on that motherfucking beat.
That's what we gonna do. The ones we're thinking about is that for Shook Ones, and Hail Mary.
Or,
I think is probably gonna go with. But
or twist the Adrenaline Rush. Adrenaline Rush to get motherfuckers going too. You know what I'm saying?
So would Natural Born Killers. You know what I mean? With Dre and Q. But we just did a Dre one, so I doubt we're going to do that. You know what I mean? But Caliber's already down for the Hail Mary. You know. The thing about Caliber's verse, man, is I was talking to him the other day, and he was like, yeah, man, I'm going to get you that within a couple days or something. And I'm like, all right, man, cool, thanks. And then he messaged me right back. He's like, never mind, man. I'm going to just go and do it now. And then an hour later, that shit was done in my mailbox. And later that night, he dropped a new single. Like, dude just knocked it out like that, and he fucking killed it. But everybody killed it. I'm telling you, like, taking myself out of it. And just, I heard the song, just the fan, the song is a good fucking song, man. Like, everybody did a great fucking job on it. You know.
Yeah, I heard a good chunk of the verses, man. Everything I heard was solid. You know, I look forward to hearing the finished project. We're going to play here February 7th. We're going to try to have everybody on the fucking line for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Caliber, if you're listening, man, that's your birthday. You better be on your birthday, Caliber. I know you're listening, bro.
Yeah, happy birthday in advance, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to come on the show. And,
don't be too damn toxic.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be a huge episode, man. We gotta do something real special for that show.
Oh yeah, and Cal, you gotta start going back live again. Caliber used to be going live on Facebook. I just went live on Facebook. This the only gripe I got with the going live shit, because I figured out how to go live on YouTube too, Prez. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I just figured out how to do that shit on my phone. I didn't even know I could do this. I didn't even know I could do it on my phone. I ain't get but two viewers so far when
waffles,
I went live.
You can make waffles with your phone and a campfire. You know what I'm saying? That's the latest feature.
Man, I couldn't fucking believe it. I was like, what the fuck? I'm live on YouTube on my fucking phone. Like, I'm paying for this shit. I need to be utilizing every tool they got on this motherfucker. So, you know what I'm saying? I start doing this shit, but I'm like, all right, here we come through, going live on YouTube, blah, 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 blah. Everything is finna go live from the alley here in a minute, Prez. Let's do this
live
shit.
Live from the alley.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be some dope shit. We look forward to it. 77 Cent Man gotta be in it, though. You gotta find
him. I gotta get him. Oh, it's a new dude. It's the 75 Cent Man pushing up on his turf, though, Prez. It's a new one over there.
Yeah, that's how you do it. You undercut him. You undercut him by 2 pennies, man. Yeah,
right.
That's a hustler right there, dog.
Look, I ain't seen the 77. I ain't seen the 77 Cent Man in a couple months. But exactly. That's how they be playing it, though.
Ultimate
like, who did the documentary of the panhandling hobo? I need to do that.
The other guy.
I need to do that, man. For real, man. They be out there hustling like that. Just think of how much money some of these motherfuckers really making on the corner. Just standing out there like, you know what I'm saying? Get a dollar here, a dollar there. Sometimes they averaging $15, $20 an hour. If you get, you figure if you stand on a busy street, it's about 30 cars. If every other car give you a dollar, shit, you paid.
And
do that
right
shit.
Man. You can squeeze, too. You can get the squeegee. You know what I'm saying? You can bust that shit out.
Yeah.
You can make money with that motherfucker. They can run it up to the window and just start washing that shit. Like, yeah, thank you, man.
It's like the old saying when the dude out there asking for money, and then at the end of the day, he go hop in a Mercedes-Benz and ride off on your ass.
Yeah.
he been out there begging all day. But this motherfucker eating. He eating good, man. Playing a role. Them the best actors in the world sometimes is panhandlers. That's why if you go to some cities, they make the panhandlers get permits. Like, you gotta pay the city just to beg for money. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some fucked up shit. Like, you can get locked up for not having that permit or get violated tickets, all kinds of shit. You gotta pay the city to beg for money. The fuck is that?
Hey, over in England, they're putting spikes down under the fucking under the bridges. I mean, it could be a lot worse. Imagine that shit. Under Trump, you might see some spikes under bridges with that motherfucker.
They can't even sleep down there no more. Oh, ain't that?
Oh man, I seen one place in England. I don't know where it's at, but they're putting spikes under there so motherfuckers can't sleep on that shit. That's horrible. That's fucking horrible. But, you know, there's those motherfuckers over there. Let them do what they want to do. It's getting bad over here, too, man. It really is.
Hell yeah. It's been bad over here, though, Prez.
You know
what I'm saying?
Somebody beating an old lady. It's like, fuck that shit. You can't be doing that. You know what I'm saying? But I want to leave on a special note. What's that, Brandon?
Not that. I didn't mean to cut you out, but... Yeah, you're right. It is bad here, man. And it's about to get even worse, man, because Trump is doing that Muslim thing shit.
Yeah, man, but that shit, man, look, Brandon, for real, like, don't buy into all that shit, man. It's been bad out in this motherfucker, and it's going to continue to be bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, Trump ain't finna do no more than what other motherfuckers was going to do, man. Like, you just got to keep your eyes on the motherfucking prize, man.
Him doing that type of shit, like, it's going to
this shit, man.
Yeah,
this shit, people, I be thinking people read too much into it, man. This shit already been fucked up. Even with Obama was in this motherfucker, we were still screaming the same shit. We were fucked when he was in the office, too. The same way when Bush was in the office and Clinton, all these motherfuckers, that shit don't mean nothing, man. Just keep your eyes on the prize.
Andrew Jackson was in office, that guy was a bastard, man. That motherfucker.
Yeah, Abraham.
He's right.
Exactly.
Abraham Lincoln was a good old man, though. You know?
Yeah. What they call him? Honest Abe? Honest Abe?
Honest Abe.
Man, fuck all that shit, man. We all been a man. If you ain't, the bottom line is the what they say, the guns and the butter, the motherfucking money. Either you got some money or you don't. But what you gonna teach your kids?
Yeah.
That's what it is, man.
What you leave? Damn right. What are you gonna leave behind for your children at the end of the day?
That's the
when
real
you
world.
Die, are you satisfied with what they're gonna be with? You know. So shout out to everybody that's on the grind doing what they're doing, and to you guys that got hatred in your hearts. You know what I'm saying? You backstabbers, you double crossers, you pieces of fucking shit. It's for you.
Eat a dick. Eat a dick, bitch. We out this motherfucker. It's UGF for life. For everything.
Put your middle fingers up. shut the fuck up and get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker.